Life is a journey. What's your story? Radio St. Pete Insider is here today with, I consider it, royalty from Pinellas County, Matthew McGee. He is Tampa Bay's most prolific actor. He's been at professional theaters in St. Pete and Tampa, and turns up at times from Sarasota in a solo, but he is also the voice of Free Fall Theater. Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you.
Great to see you. Listen, let's start with Nollywood, and then let's talk about the new season.
Yeah, we've got a great show coming up, opening April 12th, running through May 12th. Nollywood Dreams, which is a comedy, a romantic comedy from Jocelyn Bio, and it is the story of two sisters who work at a travel agency in Nigeria, and one of the sisters wants to be part of the burgeoning Nigerian film industry called the Nollywood film industry, which was the second highest producing, aside from Hollywood, just producing films. They made so many movies. And this young woman wants to be a star. It really does have this old-fashioned Mickey and Judy kind of feel, but set in Nigeria. So it's such an interesting, different kind of piece. But 1990s Nigeria, a romantic comedy. We're having a great time watching it come together. Erica Sutherland, who directed Ragtime in the Park at American Stage, and other things. She is the director, so it's been a real joy watching the show come to life.
And this opening day?
April 12th, yeah.
And
April 12th.
And runs
May 12th.
Wonderful. And will you have some intermittent shows as well at
Absolutely.
Freefall?
So in between Nollywood Dreams, which is the final show of our 2023-2024 season, which is so hard to say all those things together, we have Becky Gulsvig, who is a Broadway entertainer who's coming in to do her cabaret. I know we had talked, we wanted Michael Raby to come in with me, but Michael is in New York working on the cabaret with her right now. And she just finished out the Neil Diamond musical. So she will close that musical soon, and she will come right to Freefall to do her show. And that is, I think, late April 25th. And then, of course, right after that, we have Think Tank Theater, which is a theater for young audiences, theater company out of Tampa. They will bring You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, for 3 weeks to Freefall this summer. That's before we even start our season. So we've got a lot of things happening.
And, you know, the thing that is amazing about Freefall, it is a very intimate, small theater. And how you transform that, I've seen so much. I've seen your Christmas one. I've seen the Watson one.
Yeah.
And every show, the sets, who does all of the behind the scenes?
Yeah. Eric Davis, our artistic director, he really assembles the teams for each show. And the teams do change. We use a real nice combination of local artisans plus people from out of town. Eric Davis gets a lot of great people together. We've had some great scenic designers over the years. And also we have James Putnam is our resident master carpenter. He's doing a really fine job as well. He basically gets the sets built up for us as the designs come in. So he's on staff, and he does a really great job of doing that. I think one of the things people really love about Freefall, aside from just how the everything changes scenically, is the seating. We have a seating banks. We actually, as of a few years ago, bought brand new seats, but we wanted to make sure that they were still able to move around. And basically, most theater seating stays where it is. It's basically drilled to the floor, but at Freefall, we can move it around. So people have come and seen shows, and they never really know what to expect. A lot of people for a lot of theaters say, I really want my same seat that I had every time. Well, at Freefall, that's never going to exist from show to show, because we change it up so frequently.
Well, and that was really obvious in the Frank Baum production, which was really spectacular. Tell us a little bit. That was an original. Let's just talk about
that. That is true. Oz, a new musical. And recently, what I've gathered, they were trying to get it ready for the holidays as a Christmas gift. But we have went into the studio, and there is going to be an original cast recording of Oz, a new musical. And so we've done that. So now they're just doing the finishing touches, basically with the sound, mastering it, basically cleaning it all up, getting it all together. And it will be available on a physical copy on a CD, but also digitally as well. So, yeah, that was a new musical this past summer written by Eric Davis and Michael Raby. Eric Davis is our artistic director. Michael Raby is our resident music director, and they have been working on that show for many years. It was supposed to premiere in the summer of 2020. We all know what happened there. So they had a little more time to keep working on it. But that show, they're trying to shop that show around. I think you can even go to OzTheMusical.com, I believe. I may get that wrong, but if you just look up Oz, a new musical, they have a website for it as well, which has all the information about this new show that we did, that we premiered right here in St. Petersburg this past summer.
So what is really exciting to me about the 2024-2025 season, and it is a mouthful, is that there is the return of Sherlock Holmes and our very own Matthew McGee as...
Dr. Watson. Yeah, who knew?
So let's get into the what people can look forward to. And, of course, tickets are now on sale for the new season
They are. Actually, right now, people can subscribe. They can get their Flex Pass flexible package, or they can buy single tickets. It's all out there already to go. We have an exciting season. We're doing five shows this year, and then in lieu of a sixth show, which we used to do six shows this season, we have our Tandem Series, which, of course, is special events, cabarets, concerts, film screenings, and more. So that's added – I guess that's sort of added value to a season ticket. We are the original here in Tampa Bay. We're the original monthly subscription. We started that back in right when we reopened in 2021 for $29 a month. You can experience all the free fall programming you want to, including all of our main stage shows plus extra events. But we have some great shows coming up this year. We opened the season in August with a play called Fable by Doug DeVita. And Fable is actually the story of how the musical Gypsy came to be. Everybody remembers the great Ethel Merman musical Gypsy. Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim, of course, did the lyrics. Julie Stein did the composing. There was a bit of a controversy from June Havoc. So the two sisters are June Havoc and Gypsy Rose Lee. And there is some between the two of those women, there is some disagreement on what is true, in fact, in the musical Gypsy. And that was a big source of contention between the two of them. You know, people who watch a lot of TV right now are in love with these shows, Feud. You know, the Truman Capote versus the Swans and Bette Davis versus Joan Crawford. This is one of the original feuds between these two sisters and what is true about their story. And they have conflicting views of it. So it's sort of watching the musical Gypsy come to life. And it's going to be quite a great great inside look at you know, something people didn't really know about, because as far as people are concerned, Gypsy Rose Lee's story is Gypsy the musical, and that's all there, but it's not quite what June Havoc thinks happened as well. So it's two sides of a different coin.
And Emily Dupre is going to be...
Emily Dupre, who, you know, Chaplin on Broadway and many other shows in New York, is she is actually from this area. Her mother is Cheryl Lee, who is a choreographer in the area and a director. And so Emily will be coming back to play June Havoc in Fable. So more casting coming for that one. But it is a great backstage look at what it takes to put on a big Broadway musical.
And then right before Thanksgiving and through December 15th, November 8th through December 15th, Ken Ludwig's Moriarty, a new Sherlock Holmes adventure. Yeah. Watson, tell us all about it.
Oh my gosh, can you believe it? You know, we had a real success with Baskerville at Free Fall. That was two seasons ago. I think that was actually it was a year from right now. It was running. Baskerville is sort of, Ken Ludwig is a sort of prolific farce writer. Lately, over the years, he's been having huge success with adapting big novels. He has Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, and of course he has delved into the world of Sherlock Holmes. These shows are funny. They're a mystery, but they're also quite funny. They also send it up in many ways, and Baskerville was a massive hit for us at Freefall. You know, you have to hear a lot now from theater companies saying it's a real struggle to, you know, fill the seats. Not really for us with Baskerville. You know, it just really tapped into something. So in lieu of a holiday show this year, we thought we would do a show that could work around the holidays. And this is our first six-week run for Ken Ludwig's Moriarty, and it is a sequel to Baskerville. So Eric Davis, the artistic director, and myself, we play Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. We'll be doing that for 6 weeks, and it's already a big seller since being announced.
Well, the game is afoot.
It
and
is.
Then February 14th, oh, I love a little Sondheim.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Stephen Sondheim, you know, when we did a big season announcement event for some of our donors, and they were all crossing their fingers. I think when they heard Sondheim, they wanted to hear us say Sweeney Todd or A Little Night Music. But Eric always likes to do things off the beaten path, and so of course he is doing a new show. Well, it's not a new show, but it's probably one of Stephen Sondheim's later works. It's called Roadshow, and it's music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and then of course his collaborator on Assassins, John Wideman, does the book. But it's the tale of the Meisner brothers. And sort of their road to infamy, some would say. And there's actually a Meisner House here in Tampa Bay, here in St. Pete. So that's kind of an exciting little bit of local local flair to it. They spent some time in Tampa Bay, so we knew that that would be something that people would enjoy. And a lot of people don't ever really get to see Stephen Sondheim's Roadshow, just like when we did God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater this year, a show that's not really well known that was a real success for us, even though when it came out, it was not hugely well received in 1979.
So, you know, one of the things that I think Free Fall does so well is you pay homage to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You have the one at Christmas where you're trapped and there's a snowstorm. April 11th through May 11th, mm-hmm. there's a fire set in Florida's seaside town, another homage, Foreclosure. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Foreclosure is a hilarious new play from Hannah Benitez, who has written several new plays. She's got some series in the pike as well. We have known her for many years on the Freefall stage as a performer, but she's also a writer, and things for her writing-wise are really shaping up and moving in a great direction. So we're very lucky to even get this new show of hers. But yeah, it's a small Florida seaside town on the Gulf Coast. Raven and Amanda, they are basically trying to keep their family real estate business going, but a sort of unscrupulous politician is trying to close them down for various reasons, and they have to call in a famous psychic, television psychic named Camille Chevalier Milk, which I will be playing that role in it. It was a role written for me, and I took some umbrage with that, Nanette, because my first entrance is on a mobility scooter, and I don't know what Hannah seems to think about me, but rolling in on a mobility scooter in a large cape and a big sort of Liberace wig, when she said, "This is written for you," I was honored and also a little nonplussed, because that's a very interesting way to make an entrance on a jazzy scooter.
Inquiring minds want to know the future with Matthew. I'm very excited about
it's
that.
It's really, really funny, and it's right now. It's very modern. We were reading a very interesting article a couple years ago from the Washington Post about the success of Milwaukee Rep in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and one of the things that they discussed about that company was their ability to bring in original shows, cabarets, and hyper-local products, hyper-local projects. And that's what we've done with a few of the shows this year, that they are actually about areas in Florida that we all know and we've all been around.
Randy Wainwright will be on air with us soon, and the new book, I'm sure he's going to want to see Foreclosure. So then there is Fairgrounds Immersive Experience. Well, Free Fall Theater has an immersive experience.
Absolutely.
June 13th to July 13th. And Eric Davis, the ensemble, and you are the stars. Let's know more.
This one, I'm so excited to be able to share with your audience more about it, because, the description of this show is, I wouldn't say, it's a little mysterious, right? It doesn't give you a ton of information, but I can give you a little bit of more information. So even before Fairgrounds opened, during the pandemic, when we knew we couldn't get audiences in safely, we created an event called The Rose and the Beast. It was a novel basically turned into a 5 or 6 room event where you went from room to room safely with your party, sort of experiencing a novel in that way, interactive. What Eric has created is a show where the audience basically comes in and chooses what they want the story to be about that night. House of Future Memory as a play will never be the same from night to night. It'll be a group of improvisational actors. There'll be musicians, of course, too. The songs will be improvised and created right there every night when people come in. It's it sounds kind of terrifying as an actor when I think about it, but also exhilarating. And Eric just recently, through the very generous contribution of Mr. Brian Rial, we have a video wall that has been installed at Freefall, so the audiences can even say where they want things set, and all you have to do is plug in a few things into the computer, and those settings will appear behind the actors. It's unlike anything I've ever heard of. It's very on brand with Eric Davis, and I think it's probably one of the shows I'm the most excited about next season, because honestly, audiences can come on separate nights and it will be an absolutely different experience.
You heard it first on Radio St. Pete
Insider. It's
true. It's amazing. So, I just also want to mention that drag superstar Varla Jean Merman is returning next season for Eras Tour.
Yeah.
Turning us, really, Free Fall's Tandem series is known as Joe's Pub of Tampa Bay.
It really is. It really has grown so much. You know, when we first started talking about doing it, you know, every theater was looking for a way to, you know, kind of look. It's no secret to everybody. Everything is more expensive. And so what happens with theater companies is all the things they spent money on, it's probably doubled and tripled. So instead of adding an extra show, an extra full run of a show, we're doing these one night events. And because we have Michael Raby on staff, he's been able to cultivate a cabaret series of concerts, cabarets. I mean, we've had everybody, you know, from Les Roches here in town, you know, to the great Varla Jean Merman, the Errors Tour. It's her Taylor Swift show, which I can't even imagine what that's going to be like. Breaking records with some of these one-night-only shows, Kissy Simmons, others, where the show is absolutely sold out. People can't get in. So even next year for the drag performer Varla Jean Merman, we're going to have to do two shows. Sometimes we're going to have to do three shows for people because these events fill up so quickly. So we knew people liked music at Free Fall, even with the shows that we're doing listed in the season. Fable, of course, because it's Gypsy Rose Lee, June Havoc, it's got elements of music. Roadshow, of course, is a musical. And then, of course, House of Future Memory will have musicians on stage as well. So we know that music is a big thing that people like. I really think for many years, Free Fall always wanted to present to people when we, you know, our first season, this is our 15th season. We started in 2008, but we did not have, you know, we didn't have a space at the time, so we would just do a few shows here and there. We didn't start our seasons until 2010, 2011, and then we moved into the space at 6099 Central Avenue. From the beginning, we wanted to sort of, you know, push boundaries, do some things that challenge the audience. But after the pandemic, and perhaps even with us getting a little bit older, because that's over 10 years from when we last did it.
29 again.
Yeah. We basically realized that mostly what people really want is to be able to come to the theater to escape. So we used to call ourselves Free Fall Theater, unexpected, daring, authentic. I think we still are that, but now our new tagline is simply escape a while, because we want to be a respite for people who feel like they're inundated with enough of the things on TV, the things they see on the news. They can come to Free Fall and escape from things, and that's what we want to keep going.
Well, I'm not going to let you go without telling us about what you're doing at the Straz this summer.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm really excited. I've never actually appeared with Jobsite Theater, which is the professional theater company in the Straz Center, located right in the Straz Center. They have The Beauty Queen of Lenin running right now, which has been really a big hit for them. But they are going to move into the Jabe this summer for the musical experience of all experiences, the Rocky Horror Show, which now, if you've been around here a while, you might remember over 10 years ago, I did the Rocky Horror Show at American Stage in the Park as Dr. Frankenfurter. Now I am the criminologist, the narrator, because that is show business. I am no longer the pretty one in the show. And I'm actually really thrilled. I don't want to have to wear heels or corsets or anything like that. So I'm excited to be the one that gets to tell the story, interact with the audience. I saw the show in 2001 with Dick Cavett playing the narrator. And so it's a real dream to take that role on, especially following the footsteps of my favorite, one of my favorites, Dick Cavett. So
Matthew McGee, writer, playwright, performer, the community outreach director. Free Fall Theater is located at 6099 Central Avenue, and you can find out more at freefalltheater.com. Matthew, we so appreciate you coming. I want to ask you before you leave, what is still on your bucket list to play?
Oh my gosh, that's so interesting, because you know, one of my favorite dream roles was Edna Turnblad in Hairspray, and I've gotten to do that twice. I would love to do that again, but I'm going to tell you something that might shock people, and I'm hoping, you know, this past summer I was in North Carolina at the Highlands Playhouse, and I did Rock of Ages, which was a lot of fun. I sort of played the Alec Baldwin role, you know, the sort of boozing rocker has-been sort of thing. I really want to play Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. And I know, you know, like when people think of that, they may not think me immediately, you know. But listen, if Harvey Fierstein can do the role, anybody can do it. You know what I mean? So I know I can definitely take that on. But I would really love to do that at some point. And you know, I don't. You know, who knows? I mean, it could well happen. But that's one I've really wanted to do. And believe it or not, I've always wanted to play Dr. Watson. And so the opportunity to do that at Free Fall, not only once but twice, is really exciting. It's exciting to return to a role that I feel so comfortable in.
Well, if I were a rich man, I would make you Tevye. So, Matthew McGee, thank you for being on Radio St. Pete Insider. And have a great, dramatic, comedic day.
I always do.